Okay, so close your eyes for a minute. We're going to imagine a new life for yourself. In this life, you are married to the editor of the food section of a major newspaper, a charming, funny, thoughtful soul who happens to dabble as a cookbook writer on the side. What is your life like? Phenomenal, right? Phenomenal? Well, probably. But things also probably get a little tricky, too. Our friend Joe Yonan is the editor of the food section of the Washington Post and is the author of 5 cookbooks, including his new one, Cool Beans. His husband Carl Mason is the test eater of all of Joe's recipe experiments, and they are here with us now to talk about the real side of things. Hey, Joe and Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for having us.
So, Carl, let's start from the top. How did you two meet?
When we met at the gym, we shared the same trainer, and
it's a gay cliche,
yes,
Francis.
Yes.
We met at the gym,
and Joe raised the question about what was going on with me to our trainer, and to let him know that he was interested. And my trainer came to me and let me know, and I told him that I would take it from there. And so I didn't see Joe for about a month, and one day he popped up in the gym while I was there, and I screamed from across the gym, hey,
whoa,
Joe. And
all right.
He all looked right at me, and I was on the basement level, so he looked at me, and I went up there, and we started talking, and we kind of went back and forth with a little banter, and then
a little witty nervous gym banter.
Exactly. And we set up a date from there, and you know, the rest is history. We're married now.
Right on. So you are someone who knows how to take care of business.
Yeah,
so Carl,
much,
when you,
yes.
when you found out what Joe does for a living, what was your, well, you were like, all right, that's what's up, or you're like, oh, okay.
I was a little intimidated. Because when I thought of, you know, the food and dining editor for the Washington Post, that's big in my head. And so I was like, whoa, you know, he's very accomplished. He's very, you know, serious about his work. So I was a little intimidated.
Okay.
No reason to be. Zero reason to be intimidated.
This guy's a softy. Okay, so you guys date. It's wonderful. Life is going great. You decide to get married. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And on your honeymoon, apparently, Joe, you told me this, but I want to hear more about this. On your honeymoon, Joe, you were already knew you were going to work on a cookbook about beans.
Yes. Well, I had the contract, and, you know, I've been passionate about them for many years, and I thought that maybe the time might be right. You know, growing interest in plant-based eating. They've certainly been a big part of my diet for so long, and I think they're fabulous. And so we had decided to go to Mexico City on our honeymoon. Carl had never been there. I had been there several times. And in the back of my head, I was also thinking, bean reconnaissance.
They eat beans in Mexico, don't they?
Boy, do they.
Right.
Boy,
right.
Do they. Yeah. And, you know, you can get dishes from every region of Mexico in Mexico City. So I thought, well, that's an easy way for me to, you know, get a kind of bean tour of Mexico without leaving the city. So. Yeah, I was also thinking about that.
And that was a plus for me because being from Texas, you know, Mexican food was like big in our family. So I was like, okay, I can deal with this. And I don't have a problem with eating beans in Mexico. And, so, you know, being that it was our honeymoon, so I was like, beans and my husband, it's a perfect combination.
That's just, that is like music to my ears, right? Now you can see why I asked him to marry me. Come on.
Okay, but then how did the next, like, year, 18 months of your life go?
Well, Francis, there.
we can keep it to the kitchen. We can keep it to that.
Right. Well, you know, when you write a single subject book, you dive really deeply into it. And, you know, when I started, I think I thought, how am I ever going to come up with 125 recipes using beans, right? So you go deep and you try so many things and you try things that don't work and you try things multiple times until they do work. And meanwhile, there's just the two of us in the house and I'm producing a lot of beans.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, at a certain point, the last 6 months before my deadline, I was really needing to nail down 6 or 7 recipes a week. So that's a lot to ask somebody to eat.
Right. Well, I was wondering, how was he going to do it? Because, you know, growing up, it was always a side dish for us. You know, I was like 125 recipes. I was like, what is he going to do, you know, with beans? And then I was only thinking about kidney beans, red beans. And we have these beans in Texas that they're called ranch style beans. Those were pretty much, and pinto beans, those were pretty much the, you know, beans that I was familiar with. So that's, you know, I was like, whoa.
What's going to happen? Yeah, yeah. But
little did he know, Francis. And then 125 dishes later, how do you feel now, Carl?
I still like beans. I had to take a vacation, but I still love beans. And Joe's a great cook. He knows. He's very diverse with them, so.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like the very nice way you would talk about it to the company. Let's get some real talk. When were you like, I don't want to see another one of these things?
It was after he turned the recipes in, you know, turned the book in to his publisher. And there was a little break where we didn't have beans.
Yeah.
And then he started cooking with them again. And I, you know, at that point, I was like, I thought you said no more beans.
But yeah, after my 3-week break, you know, I mean, beans are central to me. They're a staple for me. I'm vegetarian, you know, and Carl is not. Carl eats chicken and fish. So he's got more protein options than I do. So after a few weeks of being off, you know, I'm ready to come back. And I remember I made some lentil dish for lunch one weekend. And then for dinner, I reached into the freezer because, you know, when I was cranking out all those bean dishes, giving them away to friends, we are eating them, I'm putting them in the freezer. I just had a lot even left over. So, you know, I got some stew out of the freezer and warmed it up for dinner. And that's when Carl was like, 2 bean dishes in one day after 3 weeks? I thought you said we were done with this, Yonan. Yeah, I'm promising him that I'm not going to do another single subject book. Yeah, it's not 125 mushroom recipes are not next.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much as well.
Very fun. Thanks for having us.
Joe Yonan and Carl Mason are coming up on their second anniversary. Joe's new book is Cool Beans. You can find a recipe for their honeymoon beans, Lalo's Cacahuate Beans, at splendidtable.org.